Hi and welcome to Camino Talks. Today, I'm welcoming Flavia Ramil from Santiago Turismo. Good morning, Flavia.
Good morning.
Flavia, you are the managing director of Santiago Turismo. Can you explain to us a bit what is your role? What do you do?
Yes. Our company is a municipal company that belongs to Santiago de Compostela City Council, and it's responsible for managing the city's entire tourist policy as regards foreign promotion, the creation of management of tourist products, running municipal tourist offices that we have four, and promoting initiatives focused on congress tourism, marketing, and tourism quality. And the company was born in year 2000, so it's our birthday, the 20 years of the company, and I think it has been an essential tool for the tourist development of our city.
How have the tourism numbers increased since 2000?
Well, you know, the expectations for 2020 were great. So Santiago was experiencing a very important tourism growth period. The forecast before the crisis, of course, showed that 2020 will become our best year concerning the number of tourists, pilgrims, and also meetings industry. But now everything has changed, of course.
Yeah, due to the COVID-19. And can you tell us a bit about the impact that it has had with the hoteliers, restaurants, and so on? I suppose it's been quite dramatic.
Quite dramatic, yeah. COVID-19 caused the closure of hotels, restaurants, and shops since mid-March. And of course, the impact of tourism will be very important, a disaster for tourism local industry. However, I think it's time to be positive and think about the future. Santiago has many features to recover our visitors. It's not only a city designated by UNESCO as World Heritage City, but also is very green, quiet, safe. It's full of parks and gardens where you can be almost alone. And of course, has magnificent monuments and squares, gastronomy. And concerning safe traveling, Spain and of course Santiago has adopted health and security protocols that are among the strictest in the world. And that is one of the most important issues at the moment. Health, security, safe tourism. And we have a good opportunity because, next year it will be a holy year, 2021, and it will help to recover this position in as international tourist destination. We are very confident of that point.
Yeah, yeah. And can you just give us an idea of the weight of pilgrims in the number of tourists in Santiago? Is it a quarter, a half? I'm not sure.
We don't know.
Okay, it is hard to.
Yeah, but for example, the attractions and the museums and all these things are opening now because you know we are in Spanish is fase dos, so we are almost
phase two,
facing the opening of everything. Now restaurants can be open 50% of the
capacity.
Tables capacity, terraces the same 50%. Hotels in the former step couldn't open the open spaces, only the rooms. But now they can, the hall and the restaurants and living rooms can be open. So that's good.
Yeah.
But yeah. For the moment, only small hotels, familiar hotels are opening, and most of the big hotels, 5, 4, 3 stars, the chains will open at the end of June.
Yeah.
When the mobility between the different provinces of Spain will be open. Yeah.
Yes. So it's looking like this summer from July 1st will be almost running as normal as it can be, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. And also, it's significant for many reasons because, of course, the opening of these trans-province borders And also, and the rest of Europe, of course. We are very close to Portugal. It's one of our, of course, most important markets, and France and the rest of Europe. Yeah. And the companies will start flying at the end of June. That's before we thought. So that's a very good news for us. So Ryanair, Vueling, all these companies will start again flying to Santiago with direct flights, London, Milan,
Dublin.
Dublin, not yet. We still don't know because the connection with Dublin is with Aer Lingus. But I'm sure they will. Yeah, if when the situation will be better, all the companies are wanted to fly again.
And I think, Flavia, that Galicia, the region where Santiago is, was not very greatly touched by the COVID-19. I think it was more on the bigger city, on the east, kind of yeah. Barcelona, Madrid.
Yes, it's true. In Galicia, the situation was very similar to the one in Portugal. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, Galicia is not so populated. The cities are small. The biggest city, Galicia, has 500,000 people, that's Vigo. Santiago has less than 100,000 inhabitants. Yeah. We are very disseminated. The population is not so concentrated as in another different parts of Spain. In Galicia, we want to live separate from our neighbors. Yeah. But that's good in this sense, because the number of deaths and contagious people are very little if you compare with other parts of Spain. That's why we are a step beyond the other parts from Spain.
Yeah, you're early. That's great news. And can you tell us a bit, you were saying that restaurants are starting to reopen. One question I have for those who have been to Santiago is, how will the experience going to a taperia or a tapas restaurant in Rua do Franco, the main pedestrian street in Santiago B.
Well, this summer and until we have the vaccine to the COVID, the experience will be a little bit different because it will not be possible to have a tapa sitting at a counter, but you can enjoy the tapa on the table. So with all the safety measures and everything, but you know, in every part of Spain, you have this tradition. Right. Drink, you would receive a tapa, but you have to be seated. Counters are not allowed for the moment. Everything mm-hmm. is till we have this vaccine. No.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's great. And you were mentioning earlier on that 2021 is a very important year. It's a holy year. Can you tell us a bit more about that? What does it mean? Why is it a holy year? And what does it mean to Santiago itself?
Yes, a holy year is when the 25th of July falls a Sunday. So it's a regular sequence of years. So every 11 years. So last holy year was 2010. And this year, 2021, will be the next. It's a very important event for Christians, because if you come to Santiago in a holy year, all your sins will be forgiven. Forgiven, sorry. And of course, it's another extra reason to come, because apart from this religious phenomenon, that's the most important thing. The Galician government invests a lot of money in the big, big cultural event, that's the Xacobeo. So concerts, exhibitions, all kind of cultural events. And I think this year especially because of this situation that we have now, next year will be a very important cultural Xacobeo, and it's very good and it's very good for us that this coincidence, that this Xacobeo holy year is exactly the year after the COVID. It's a very good opportunity for us.
And so you have a number of concerts. Is it like throughout the whole year or specifically around July, or is there a build-up?
It's the whole year round, And you can have, for example, big, like, I don't know, big pop stars and rock stars, indie concerts, of course, a lot of classical concerts, organ events in the churches, and exhibitions related to pilgrimages around the world, not only St. James's pilgrimage. And it's very good.
Where can we find out about the list of events and the calendar? Would it be on
the... I think it's on the website, the Jacobeo, but they are still preparing all the events and all the...
We're barely halfway through 2020, so I suppose there is a lot to plan still. And it seems as well that the whole, they're trying to create a whole center of culture and animation as well in Monte do Gozzo, which is 4 kilometers away from the city center of Santiago.
Yes, in Monte do Gozzo it was done for this. I think it's more than 30 years old, but they renovated the whole place this year. And in this last year and the former years, there was a big event called Sondo Camino. So it's a macro festival with 3 days of music and two different platforms for the artists and people like Jamiroquai and many important figures came. So it's a good place for that because the capacity is 40,000 people. Mm-hmm. And it's like an amphitheater, so you can see the players and the artists from every part of the area. Yeah. And also they have a big camping area and also some like small cottages that you can rent to stay there. It's very affordable, so it's for every budget. And yeah, and also another place that the Galician government is focusing on the cultural activities, especially in winter, is the City of Culture. It's a modern contemporary architecture complex of buildings with museums and restaurants, and it's a fascinating place. It's like a spaceship on the top of a mountain. And yeah, they do organize a lot of things for families, and yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. And for those who like photography as well, you've got the best point of view on Santiago and the cathedral from there on top of the hill. So that's a great place. And tell me something about the cathedral, which has been renovated, I suppose, and cleaned up for the past 4 or 5 years now. How is the work going? When is it going to reopen fully?
Well, we hope that they reopen for the opening of the Holy Door. That's the 21st of December of this year, when the year starts. So, but you know, the restoration works are still in progress, but they have probably some delays because of the COVID. So, they have to stop. They are not working. We don't have a date because I asked the cathedral before for this interview, and no, they cannot say
no specific date.
Yeah.
Now it is true that working on the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela is not like a new building with no surprise, with just bricks and plaster and so on. It's slightly more complex operation, I suppose. But for sure, I'd say after the first quarter of next year, for spring and so on, the cathedral will be reopened to the public inside and outside with all the sites. Can you tell us, have you visited a bit of the renovated parts? Can you tell us, the last time I was there, I think last year, I went in, and it was all full of plastic, and I didn't see anything. And for me, who've been there several times, it was a bit awkward. Have you been there, and have you had a glimpse of the work which is being carried out?
Yeah. For example, the outside, the main square, Obradoiro, the main facade is completely restored. And it's, of course, it's impressive because it seems like new, but it's old. And inside, the jewel of the cathedral is the Door of the Glory, you know, the Romanesque ensemble of figures that is open to public. And this was a very hard restoration work. And they have recovered the polychromy, the colors of the figures, you know, from the 12th century. And you know, it's really, really nice. It's worth to visit this, well, not now because it's closed, sure, but probably in January, everything will be open again. And yeah, it's inside. For us, from people from Santiago, to see the cathedral so white or so clean is strange.
Yeah.
Doesn't look very old now, but of course it is. It's 1,000 years old.
It will take a bit of time to get used to it, I suppose. But it is a marvelous monument, which I've always found very welcoming. Okay, where after a walk or pilgrimage, you can just go around, sit down, and spend a bit of time quietly. And do you know if the Botaf Mero, the big ensign being swung, the very famous one, will be swung regularly next year for the Holy Year? Have you got any information on that?
I think so, but you know, everything is, of course, the cathedral will be very interested in having everything perfect for the opening ceremony for Botafumeiro. Probably one of the most visited parts is the hugging to the Apostle St. James. That I don't know how they will solve this part, because if you follow all these safety measures and distance measures, it would be complicated, but the rest of the cathedral, and of course Botafumeiro, that's the real spectacle with the choir and the music is, sure.
Because for those who don't know, the tradition, once you have completed the pilgrimage to Santiago, is to walk past the statue of St. James and hug him from behind. And so obviously with the COVID-19 health reasons, there are things to be worked out. But that's amazing. Flavia, tell me before I let you go, is there any message that you would like to send to pilgrims, potential pilgrims from around the world?
Yeah, yes, of course. You have to know that Santiago is a very safe destination. We are following all the measures from the Institute for the Tourism Quality of Spain that is really strict. More than 19 measures that we have to follow in the tourist offices, in every open spaces, everywhere. Santiago is always welcoming people from every part of the world. You can enjoy a safe city, quiet, green, with the wonderful gastronomy. So yeah, that's my message. And of course, we hope you all come to Santiago.
Yeah, and we'll help for all the people interested. So we'll put some links underneath to get the information on the events in Santiago. If people are interested in organizing a pilgrimage for the Camino, can help you. And that's it for today. Do not forget to like this video and subscribe. And that's it for today. Flavia Ramil, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you to you.
Thank you.